Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn wants the city to get its money out of fossil fuels. He's called on the city's two main retirement funds to divest millions of dollars invested in oil and gas companies. Climate change activists have been urging colleges and institutional investors nationwide to abandon the fossil fuel sector. McGinn is the first elected official to heed their call. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
On the Friday before Christmas, McGinn ordered the city's finance director not to invest in any coal, oil, or gas companies. As mayor, Mike McGinn has control over more than $1 billion of the city's cash balances. None of those short-term balances are currently invested in fossil fuel stocks. But the city's two main retirement funds, worth another couple billion, do have major investments in the energy sector. McGinn doesn't control the retirement funds, but he asked the managers of those funds to divest from fossil fuels and to offer city employees climate-friendly investment choices. Burning of fossil fuels is the main driver of global warming. The city hasn't tallied its investments in the fossil fuel sector yet, but McGinn says they include at least $17 million in ExxonMobil and Chevron stock.
We should make a statement by the use of our investments about the importance of not continuing to pump global warming pollution into the air.
Our association absolutely agrees that climate change is a major issue that we need to address.
Tupper Hall is a spokesman for the Western States Petroleum Association. It represents oil companies, including ExxonMobil and Chevron, in Washington and five other states.
But to think that we can convert an energy economy overnight or in a short term is not just not well-informed, but frankly is dangerous. Dangerous to the economy, dangerous to tremendous amount of jobs and economic activity.
Fossil fuel use has the world headed toward what climate scientists call dangerous interference with the Earth's climate. It's hard to predict how divesting from fossil fuels would affect the bottom line of Seattle or its retirees. So far this year, both ExxonMobil and Chevron stocks have underperformed the stock market by wide margins. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.